Harper Audio presents Subterranean by James Rollins, performed by John Maher. Copyright 1999 by Jim Jackowski. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. Mount Erebus, Antarctica. Blue ice encased the continent from horizon to horizon, scoured to a gritty shine by gale-force winds ripping shards across the frozen landscape. Nothing lived on the surface, except for grimy patches of yellow lichen, far older than any of the men stationed at McMurdo Base. 2 miles below Mount Erebus, through glacier, permafrost, and granite, Private Peter Wombly wiped sweat from his eyes. He dreamed of the fridge in his bunk room stocked with a case of Coors. "This place is insane. Damned blizzard up top, and hotter than a hooker's snatch down here."
"If you quit thinking about it, it wouldn't be so bad," Lieutenant Brian Flatterly replied. He loosened his hand lantern from the transport motorcycle. "Let's go. We've got 3 more relays to calibrate before the end of this shift."
Peter grabbed his lantern and clicked it on, spearing the cavern with a blade of light, and followed.
"Hey, watch your step there," Brian said, pointing his light at a crevice in the cavern floor.
Slipping past the black slit, Peter eyed it suspiciously. Since he'd arrived 3 months ago, he had learned a healthy respect for these honeycombed caverns. He leaned over the edge and pointed his light down the crevice. It seemed to go straight to the bottom of the world. He shivered, wondering if hell had a doorway.
"Wait up!"
"I'm going to proceed to the relay," Brian said, pulling a transport sled into position at the lip of the tunnel. "You've got a 5-minute break until I return." Peter secretly sighed in relief. He hated those wormholes, as the troop had nicknamed the smooth, undulating passages, with diameters so small that a man could barely crawl through them. Only the motorized sleds made